This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As students return to school next week, it's our Year 12 students who probably have the most to worry about. Their education has been interrupted, their exams are looming, they're facing a potentially uncertain job market, and look, they don't even know if they're going to get a Year 12 formal or graduation. And if they had plans for a gap year, that's probably down the toilet. I have a feeling that, you know, in years to come, future adults will look at each other and go, oh, you were class of 2022, you know, with knowing looks, like it's some kind of secret club that only they are a part of. It's certainly been a unique experience for their final year of school. Adolescent psychologist, teacher and parenting expert Colette Smart actually has a Year 12 in her household, and she's going to help us know how to best support our Year 12 students through what has undoubtedly been a very challenging year. Good morning, Colette.
Good morning.
I know you've got a Year 12 at your place, so can you just let us into your world a little bit? How has this coronavirus pandemic impacted on their last year of schooling?
So it's quite mixed for my daughter and some of her peers. So for my daughter specifically, so she's sports captain this year, and so I think she's quite pleased that she's got to organise the swimming carnival in Term 1. But things like the running carnival, which was actually supposed to be happening next Tuesday, things like zone carnivals that she would have got into, those things aren't happening, and those are all lasts for her. Mm. Then there were things like two big 18th birthdays that the grades, you know, knew were coming up, and people were planning kind of, I think there was some fluoro party happening. That was happening just before lockdown, and then that was cancelled. So a lot of the fun and stress relievers outside of their focus on the HSC have been taken away for this year group. Things that are really rite of passage for them. So it's just not happening. There's lots of things that have been cancelled or delayed or still unknown, like you mentioned. And I think it's unknown that's the hardest part for this cohort as well. I think, like, being unsure still, they don't know. Some schools haven't set trials or assessment schedules yet, and they don't know what the weightings are going to look like. And they also, some schools don't even know when they'll be back full time. They're just starting one day a week. So it's the unknowns that are hard. I think, we've tried to bring some joy into her life over this time. Just as a quick example, it would look different in other families, but she wants to study zoology. So added to her menagerie of animals in our home. Just before lockdown, actually, she added a little Netherland dwarf rabbit. And so that's given her something, a kind of fun and caring alternative to just sitting down studying and doing online learning. Mm. She loves to bake. And so it's just, we've tried to find things to do to support her and connect her differently in this time.
I mean, my memory of Year 12, I worked like a dog in Year 12, but I remember that the way I got through the work was focusing on what was coming up, thinking about the holiday we're going to have afterwards, thinking about looking forward to that party that was going to be on, or, you know, that trip we're going to do down the coast. So, yeah, I really do feel for the Year 12s. It's so hard for them right now, not having those sort of things that they can cling on to. Many schools are going to return their Year 12s to physical schooling next week. Do you expect that some students might actually have some anxiety about returning to the physical school ground? I mean, around the pandemic, but around other things as well. And how do we support them in that?
So absolutely there will. I think, again, it's going to be very mixed. And knowing HSC students that, you know, that are counselled as a school counsellor for years, I can kind of predict a whole bunch of scenarios. So some will have hated the lockdown and can't wait to get back to school and seeing their friends and the kind of work schedule. Others will actually have done quite well without all the social interaction and got on with online learning. So they'll be kind of a little bit sad to have the change again. Some haven't had great Wi-Fi access. We've seen, you know, students more in country towns. So they're very concerned about the equity of what the HSC will look like. Then you'll have some students who are worried now that when they get back, the HSC pressure is going to hit again, just being in the environment of the school. And then others will be glad to be away from some unrealistic parental pressure that's happened during lockdown. So, you know, it's going to be quite mixed. And I think some students are anxious about the fact that there's more change. So it still doesn't look the same when they're going back next week. And we have to realize that, yep, they're going back, but some not full time. Again, a lot of the things that they're used to having while they're at school are still not allowed to go ahead, their social life and so on. There are things that schools can do. I mean, my daughter's actually had, her school is having a welcome back socially distanced afternoon tea for year 12 on Friday to just get an eased way or a relaxed way for them before they start next week. And then some schools have just been fantastic. There's a public school in Sydney that has just been brilliant at already sending them updates on TAFE info and uni info, just encouraging them with what's unknown. And also they've already got an assessment schedule and an updated trial schedule. So I think also parents, if you're not happy with your school's amount of communication, you need to speak up and say, you know, our kids need this, because knowledge takes away some of the unknown. And so knowing schedules and so on can give the students a little bit of a sense of control in what's still largely not in our control.
Yeah.
And then really listen a lot to your child this term. They're going to find things difficult and tricky, and some days are going to be exhausting. So just lots of listening.
Yeah, fair enough too. I feel like as a society, we kind of owe something to our young people. I mean, I'm thinking particularly of these kids who are like 17, 18. They're sort of on the cusp of their future, and they've lost a lot. You know, the world's changed a lot just as they're about to enter adulthood. And these should be some of the best years of their life, but they're not able to do the things that we did at that time. So how can we help our Year 12 students to stay positive, not only about school and that big test at the end of the year, but also about their future?
This is when I just say dream and find hopeful stories. You know, those that are worried about ATARs or unis, I actually work at a uni. I teach undergrad and foundation studies. And so we know that in the unis, only about approximately of a quarter of uni students get in via their ATAR. So that's important to highlight with our kids who are interested in unis. Then there's also so many pathways, you know, even if you didn't get into the initial one that you wanted, highlight that. And then students who don't go to uni, highlight the fact that there's never been a better time to be a tradesperson. I mean, look at it, it's that group of people, the tradies, who are the ones who are employed in a lot of areas. It's a great area to highlight for our kids. But then also, as you said, not just thinking about academics, let's dream about the fun, dream about future travel. What we do in therapy is do things like create a vision board or a journal where you can actually still dream about realistic ideals for what your year might look like next year. If the travel bans are lifted internationally, would you take a gap year later in the year and still do something then? Or would you travel around Australia with some of your friends? My daughter and I are still dreaming of going back to Africa. She's come with me off and on throughout my work travels. And because she wants to study zoology, we've begun dreaming again of a trip back to Africa together, possibly the end of next year or at some point. So, you know, it's still unknown, but we must give our children hope and we must allow them to dream and let them know this won't last forever. Their life isn't over and there's still so much to be excited about and so much to enjoy in their lives.
Yeah, good advice. Thank you, Colette.
Thank you for having me.
That is adolescent psychologist, parenting expert, mum of a Year 12 student, Colette Smart. You can find more great resources from Colette at her Raising Teenagers website. It's raisingteenagers.com.au. And keep dreaming.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.